Sympathy is when you can imagine what they're going through. Empathy is knowing what they did go through. I've done that many times. So I have a lot of empathy for my dear brother who leads the singing, more than he would ever know. Okay, with that, please open your Bibles to the book of 1 John chapter 3. This will be the second message on love in this particular series. And this particular message is going to be on the manifestation of God's love. Now, I think there's children, what does the word manifestation mean? That word means, children, something that is made known that was not fully known before. You might have seen a present underneath the tree. Yeah, there's something there for me, but it's not yet been manifested. What's in the present until you open it? There it is. It's manifest. It's here. It's appeared. It's revealed. I got what I wanted. Or thank you, parents, you know, and thank you, Lord, for what I got. So it's manifested. And this word manifest, we'll talk about that more in the message. What I want to do first, though, is to read. We're going to be reading chapter 3. I want to read verse 1 through chapter 4, verse 16. It's kind of a long reading, but I just need to mention to you that in this section, you're going to hear the word love over 30 times. In that section alone, it's like before that and after that, there's not many mentions of the word love, but this is so dense. And the message is on love. I want you to hear the whole of it. So as he says in verse 1, behold, fix your eyes upon, do not turn your gaze from, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are the children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself, just as he is pure. Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him there is no sin.